time you don't make the playoffs, you don't win your division, you know, you don't get to where your ultimate goal is, you know, it's a failure. And, you know, you have to figure out, you know, what you need to do to get better.
Is there anything positive to take from it?
I mean, there's always some positives, you know, but it's like, you know, there's not much point in patting yourself on the back, you know, when there's more improvement that needs to be done. So, you know, you go into the off season, you know, you try to stay, you know, hungry and humbled, and you know, just work to improve what needs to be improved.
Where do you think you need to improve to take that next step as a defense?
Consistency. We're just not consistent enough. You know, we'll have times where we're playing, you know, lights out. You know, we're playing against the best teams, and, you know, we look really good. And then other times, you know, we get knocked back on our heels, and, you know, we can't regain our footing.
There are a lot of guys on this defense whose contracts are up after the season. Has there been any thought looking ahead to how many different faces there could be in that meeting room with you guys next year?
Well, one thing that's 100%. You know, true in the NFL is that there are going to be new faces every year. You know, this is a league where the turnover rate is high. You know, and anytime you don't do good, you know, your turnover rate is usually even higher. So, you know, you can't focus on what you can't control. We'll go into meetings tomorrow, you know, and, you know, meet with coaches and, you know, finish up the last day stuff. And, you know, after that, you know, I know for myself, it just becomes, you know, planning my offseason, you know, planning what I feel like I need to work on and moving forward in that direction.
Can you tell us how important a guy like Antoro is to the back half of your defense and a guy like JPP is to your defense?
Well, huge. You know, having the leadership, the, you know, the veteran players, you know, players who, you know, have been in the fight. You know, they've been Super Bowl champions. You know, those type of players, you know, they have that experience. They have that leadership, you know. And obviously, their ability, you know, is off the charts, you know, how they can play. So,